Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. Feel free to follow us on social media, on Twitter and IG at Music Art Culture, and on Twitter you can follow me at Dominique LaRue or simply at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. This has been the hottest weekend in LA for a very long time. And actually, what, today is Sunday, so I believe it was Saturday, we were looking at, I think it was 110 degrees was the hottest. Today, I think it's been as much as 100 degrees, and the people are really starting to feel it. I mean, you would be surprised the amount of hostility that's happening on the ground. Like, I wouldn't say it's funny, but it is a little alarming and somewhat scary. So, yeah, Californians, let's be patient with one another. We haven't had this hot of a summer in a really long time. But between the cars, the bicyclists, the scooter riders, the skateboarders, I think everyone is running out of patience. And we need to work together, not against one another. Safety first. We don't want to end a life suddenly. Or hurt somebody out there, right? Let's have a safe weekend. So that's the scoop on the weather report. But other than that, I hope everyone's having a great day. Here we are on this Sunday afternoon, and it's probably a good 87 degrees, maybe more. Realistically, it's probably about 95. But here we are at the beach recording live and making the most of it. So I hope you all are making the most of your Sunday afternoon as well. If you're in California or anywhere near a beach, stay there. If you are somewhere in a cooler temperature, you are blessed. Yes, know that you are blessed. And if you're somewhere in between, I think everybody, we could go for a cool, tall glass of water right now, or your favorite beverage. But the point is, make sure that you stay hydrated, out of the sun, wear plenty of sunblock. You don't want uneven tan lines. If you're like me, I definitely don't like uneven tan lines. So I did go and put on some sunblock to cover my arms and legs. I am a jeans girl, so typically my legs are pretty pale. And today they are definitely getting some much needed sunlight. So I am going to enjoy the stroll and the bit of a breeze that we're getting, because it's making it very, very, very comfortable. And I hope you enjoy this weekend's edition of the blog Music Art Culture. Coming up, we're going to talk relationships, what makes a good, healthy relationship balance, and some of the things that maybe you've learned in previous relationships that have helped you be better at choosing a partner or addressing certain things in the relationship. Let's get into it. We're going to take a quick break and transition to the discussion. But maybe we can do a few interactive activities as well. So get a pen and pad or your smartphone and make some notes to self, because we are getting into the discussion. The weekend edition. The blog Music Art Culture with Dominique LaRue. Here we go. So here we are. Here we are. Pen and paper. I hope you're ready to take notes, ladies and gentlemen, because it is that time for the relationship talk. That's right. And this isn't going to be drab and boring. No, no, no. I'm not one of those people who gives relationship advice and tells you that you've done everything right or everything wrong. No, this is really about just me sharing some of what I've experienced and asking you to evaluate some of what you've shared as well. So, here we are. If I'm being honest, which I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can, some of the worst relationships that I've had have been because I was indecisive about what I wanted from my partner. That's right. And as simple as that seems, because I know there's going to be somebody listening who's going to say, well, why didn't you just tell him what you wanted? That's horrible. How could you not tell a person what you want? Of course, that's why you have bad relationships. You judgmental person. Guess what? It's not that easy to tell somebody what you want, especially for me, because I kind of think that maybe people should already know. Yeah, I guess that's a bad trait, but I have that. I'm very organized at times. I'm very scheduled. I like routine. I'm very involved in the things that I love and the people that I love and the things that I do. It really consumes my whole life. So I figure if I'm dating you and I told you all of this, then at some point you must acknowledge or had acknowledged in yourself that you enjoy and value those same things too, right? Wrong. That doesn't always happen. What I found actually is in relationships, sometimes people take all of that great energy that they see that you give to other things that you really love, and they just want you to put all of that energy, every single last drop of all of that goodness, into actually being with them 24/7. And when I mean 24/7, I mean 365 days of the year. And if there's seconds in between, they want you to suck the life out of your body and insert it in theirs. So have you ever had that experience? Because I'm bold enough to say that I have. And I can also say that when I realized I was having these experiences, I didn't do what was necessary to address certain requests by my partner. When I saw those characteristics kind of coming in, where it's like, hey, you know, I want to do this, or I'm enjoying this, or I want to move in a certain direction, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, they want me to do something that's completely opposite of that, but involves me giving all my time, dedication, energy, and breath to whatever that they want to do. And I guess it's called give and take in a relationship, but at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you're meeting your own needs before you can meet someone else's needs, right? Because the whole idea of a relationship is having a relationship. You have to be relational. You have to be connected, engaged, meaning interested in what that other person is interested in, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, family member. If you plan on spending a lot of your time with someone, if you want to be fulfilled and have some excitement, some type of emotional satisfaction that gives you more energy to live your life past all the ups, but to also last you through some of the challenges, you have to be connected and tied into that person. So this is where we do a bit of reflection. If you're listening, have you ever been in a relationship where you felt everything was one-sided? And it could be that you were the person who was causing everything to be one-sided. You know, don't overlook yourself there. But if you've been victim of the selfish person, or if you've been guilty of being the selfish person, it's okay to note that down. When were you selfish? How were you selfish? And were you able to come to a middle ground other than breaking up? Or was that the middle ground that maybe they'd had enough or you had enough? Or you just realized, hey, at the end of the day, I want a person who can do X, Y, Z, and they're not able to do it. So what happened? I don't know. Let's evaluate that. But hopefully, after you evaluate it, you don't beat yourself up about it, because things happen, right? We're talking relationships, we're talking real life, and we are talking on the blog Music Art Culture. So feel free to tweet, connect, tag at Music Art Culture if you are on IG, Instagram, and also on Twitter. We love Twitter. Tweet, tweet. At MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. If you are wondering where we are live at the beach in Venice, and we are enjoying some of these sounds as much as you are. And if you could see the visuals, you would be in heaven like I am, because the streets are lit with people and the views are astounding. We're just out here to have a little fun. So again, take out your pen and pad. If you have your tablet, your smartphone, all we're doing is reflecting on relationships and saying, hey, have I ever been the selfish one, or have I ever felt victim of a selfish one who just kind of made everything all about them? Hey, if you can't remember the year, if you can't remember the person's name, just write down how it made you feel. And are you better since that time? And how long ago was that? You know, was it maybe 6 months, a year, 2 years? You don't have to know the exact date, but we definitely want to identify in that moment, in that period, how you were feeling, and if there's been any growth since then. So that's also something that is good to note as well. So we'll take a break and get into some more of this relationship talk on the weekend edition of the blog Music Art Culture. I am Dominique LaRue out here in Venice Beach. That's in California, Southern California to be exact. Not that far from the Marina Del Rey, and not too far off from Santa Monica, but we're right in the middle here. Venice, all the fun-loving culture, and I am soaking up this goodness. From the breeze, to the sunlight, to the people. And in a bit, I think I'll just go and get a snack, but we got a lot of talking to do. So I will be right with you while we get into it. I've got my snacks. I did bring a little snacks, though. I did. I have to be honest. I have my dried apricots. I have my water. I have my flip-flops. I'm quite comfortable with my iWatch on my wrist. I've been actually trying to get in more steps. Little tidbit about me. Last year, I actually ran, well, it was kind of this year, but I started training the year before. My first LA marathon, 26.2 miles. I got it in from start to finish. I did that, and this year I'm up to do it again. So after I finished that in March, I did have a run group, by the way, and we did amazing. We were run 10. I was just so tired. I had a little bit of a groin injury, and I was like, well, let me just rest up. Well, 3 months later, I haven't gone on a long distance run, and I'm like, girl, put the fast food away. It's time to play. Get in these streets. Get your run shoes on. Get it in. And so I've stayed away from fast food. I've started doing my meal prep again. I do have my apricot snack. I am a fiend for coffee, but I tell you what, I have been mixing it in, doing things a little bit differently, adding more tea, drinking a bit more hot cocoa just to kind of get away from the coffee caffeine kick. And it's working itself out. But FYI, for first-time runners, if you've ever thought about doing a marathon, go ahead and do it. I think it was a great experience, and I want to do it again. It's a great health habit, and you can go at your own pace as well. I definitely did not make the roster list for the fastest. I was not the slowest, but guess what? I finished. I started. I finished 26.2 miles, and hey, wherever you're at, I don't care if it's a half marathon. I don't care if it's a quarter marathon. I don't care if it's putting on some sneakers and going from the front door to the mailbox. Start small, wherever you need to start, but at least try and get 5 miles in. If five is too much, just go for one, half a mile. I don't even care. Just get out there. Put some miles on those legs. I'm telling you, your circulation will thank you. And believe it or not, it's actually healthy for you because it releases the endorphins. It clears out your skin, helps you to clear your mind. Yeah. But keep that in your side pocket, because I'm probably going to be talking more about that as time goes on. Sharing my journey as well, because I am about that run life and I do need to get engaged with it more. And I'm encouraging you all to do the same. So go get some run shoes, get a tank top, you know, some yoga pants, however you need to work that thing out. Get on the sidewalk and do you. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1 foot in front of the other. That's how it always starts. But back to this relationship thing. I take it you've made your list. If you have more than one person on that list, it's okay. If you can't think of anyone, hey, even better. Now, have you ever sacrificed more than you should have in a relationship? That is our next go-to point. And if you haven't, gold star for you. I think you're amazing. There have been a lot that wouldn't get that gold star, but hey, admitting you have a problem is half the battle, right? Have you given too much in a relationship? Or do you always give too much in a relationship? And maybe you don't see it, but are people always telling you that you're giving too much? Maybe it's true and you haven't gotten a grip on being an overcompensator. Are you a people pleaser? I've been guilty of that. I don't know. I think I'll share a story with you guys. But let's do a quick chime out before we chime back in. The Blog Music Art Culture Weekend Edition. We are back. I am Dominique LaRue for the Blog Music Art Culture Weekend Edition. And what are we talking about here? We are talking about overcompensators in relationships. Has that ever been you? Are you codependent? Do you know the signs? I really didn't, actually. I didn't know it was a thing until I was in maybe the 8th grade and someone close to me brought it to my attention. And I thought it was the weirdest thing because I'm like, I am not codependent. I'm really not. I don't really require other people's validation to do the things that I want to do. However, I will say that I got sucked into the world of people pleasing. And it's a very dangerous thing to be a people pleaser. And in relationships, they can almost sometimes be detrimental because they can cost you your life. Have you ever been a people pleaser? It's almost like a tongue twister. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, where's the pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Oh, that's so intense. So, people pleasing. Well, I think there's always one in the office, right? If you go to work or you stop at a Starbucks, we always see the one person that's willing to go above and beyond, even within the realm of customer service. And that's a beautiful thing if you're actually a customer. But if we take that same idea and put it into real life and relationships, like everyday people that we see, this could be relatives, these could be our spouses, if you have kids, your children, brothers and sisters, maybe the person that you're currently dating, could even be a boss. I don't know. But maybe, just maybe also, that person could be you. Is it? I'm not here to judge, but I do believe that people pleasing can definitely put some years on your life, meaning gray hair, and definitely make life very dismal. I'm not saying that it's a guaranteed turnaround, but I guess what I am saying is, have you ever been a people pleaser? I mean, really think about that. First off, if you have, don't beat yourself up and don't do that thing where you're like, I've been a people pleaser, but you don't know such and such. I mean, they are over the top. Don't do that either, because it's just kind of like you're self-enabling. So what I guess I'm saying is, remember that list that we were actually talking about? Yes. Well, if you still have that list on your smartphone, on your tablet, or on that piece of paper that you've been writing down so tenaciously, I hope that you're being honest and writing some things down for self-reflection, because I must admit I'm having fun with this exercise. I mean, here I am by the beach talking to you all, and I am self-reflecting on myself. Have I been one to be guilty of being a people pleaser? Most definitely. I've been in relationships where I've been totally taken advantage of for no apparent reason other than I gave them the right to take advantage of me. Who's not going to do that? Come on now. You have to be honest with yourself. If you run across a person who is a taker and you happen to be a giver, well, you're right up their alley. You're right up there with, you know, I don't know, Skittles and strawberry shortcake and all the rest of the things that people love, you know? Apple pie. No, forget apple pie. Dutch apple pie. I mean, like, vanilla ice cream, a good latte. Oh, fudge. Chocolate fudge. Lava cake. I mean, you look so good to a user. It's just like they don't know. You're like their next hit. I mean, you're the people pleaser, right? You're going to give them everything they want, everything they desire. They don't have to give you anything to receive your goodness because you're a giver. So has that ever been you? And if I'm saying all this and you're getting upset, it probably has been you at some point. But it's okay. Rage out. You have every right to feel how you feel. Do you hear those Harleys? Yes, in Venice Beach, they are rolling down the street in Harleys. And if that rev made you feel a little better in your stomach because you heard them right when you were getting upset, if you're looking at your list or recalling when somebody made you feel like crap, it's okay. Just don't give them that power anymore. Let's take it back. Let's take back the power that we give other people to make us feel less than what we are. If we've ever been a people pleaser, I know I've been a people pleaser, and you know, the hardest thing to get out of that stage is to deal with how you think they think about you not giving them what they want and being able to deal with it emotionally, even if you have no idea if it's true or not. You know that thing that happens in your mind, well, what if I don't do this or what if I don't do that? Or they really need this. Well, if they really need it, then they'll get it, whether you give it to them or not. But people-pleasing in a relationship can be a very dangerous cycle, and it's one-sided. So, it's an interesting thing. So far, we've covered, are you a giver? Are you a taker? Have you been taken advantage of? Are you a people-pleaser? I think I've been guilty of both, if I'm being honest, which I think I've decided to be today. I'm going to be honest with you. Why? Because you're listening and I value your attention. And, hey, what are we, right? A community of people? Yeah, I think we're all human. So, let's be human beings about it and, reevaluate how we treat others and how we want people to treat us. So, I guess that's the rundown on people pleasing. At any time, if you want to comment on any part of the podcast, feel free to reach out over social media at MACEF Public Arts. That's at MACEF Public Arts on Twitter, IG at Music Art Culture. And again, I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. That's at Dominique LaRue, DominiqueLaRuex on Twitter. Tweet, 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 tweet. So, love bugs, this conversation isn't over yet. That's correct. We are talking relationships. So, if you're not familiar, I am using Anchor to perform this podcast. So, I believe we can mix in music in between. I don't believe all the platforms will play the music. However, for those who can check out this next song, I hope you enjoy it. And keep that pen and pad ready because we are definitely getting back into this conversation. What's next on the list? Have you ever dated someone with kids that did not come from your own being? It's getting deep. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Let's keep this weekend edition of the blog Music Art Culture going. All right. right, so here we go. One of my favorite songs, It Never Gets Old, is Sophie B. Hawkins' Damn, If I Was Your Lover. Who's ever felt that? That serious truth of wanting someone so bad. Well, let's fast forward, people, because we're still on this whole thing with relationships, and now we've taken it up a notch. Have you ever dated somebody who had kids? I've got to be honest, I've dated somebody who had one child, full custody of one child, and, well, it was extremely challenging because the child was also older. And if you're thinking, well, you know, it wasn't necessarily a traditional situation because usually mothers have full custody. Well, this time the dad had full custody and the child was aware of who our mother was. Now, what made it so difficult was that even though, you know, sometimes things can get really messy in relationships, you never want the kids to get drawn into all the adult issues in life, but mama had some issues and daddy didn't know how to discuss it with the child, and you know, she just thought that mom was perfect and everything was dad's fault, and then here I am, and you know, she turns into, you know, Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. It's crazy. People don't think of it that way, but it is totally nutso. Blended families are one of the hardest things to accomplish. And how can you ever accomplish those things if everyone's not on the same page, right? I mean, let me tell you, when I had to learn the hard way, I was totally invested, totally all the way, willing to prove I am the responsible, loving, caring adult who wants to be in his life and his daughter's life. I registered her for summer school, picked her up after school, even took her to school a few mornings. And yes, I had a full-time job doing all of this. And I made myself available for homework. And it's like she fought me every step of the way. And of course, she's a daddy's girl, his only daughter. But, you know, how do you work out the balance between that, right? So, question to you, listener, would you ever date someone with children who weren't yours? Have you ever dated someone moving forward? And if so, if the answer is yes, would you do it again? How was that experience for you? Just think to yourself, was it good? Yes. Was it bad? No. But would you do it again? Would you date someone with kids that were not yours? And maybe you're thinking, well, it wasn't a kid in this case, it was a dog. Maybe the person was way too dedicated to their pets. It's kind of the same thing these days, right? I mean, everybody has to have health care. So when you throw that into account, when there's like daycare, health care, food, all of that, it's all kind of the same. So let's just be honest here. Have you ever had a thorn in your side when it came down to loving and getting to know and be in relationship with someone, and they had a kid? There's no judgment here, people. Let's just keep it real. If the kid's not yours and they know the other parent, or maybe they're just used to it being a certain way, and here you are, I know for me it kind of hurt. It was like, hey, like, I'm on your side. I'm not trying to take your mom's place. I don't jump on the bandwagon of mom is horrible. I don't say anything negative, but yet we can't connect. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the other adults in the room, but remember that pen and pad? Your iPad, your iPhone, that device? Yeah. Write down your feelings, people, because, yeah. Self-evaluation is here on the weekend edition of the blog Music, Art, Culture, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I just want to know how you feel about some of these things. So, would you ever date someone with kids? Have you ever dated someone with kids? Would you ever date that way again? Or are you single, ready to mingle, and when you do settle, it will just be you and that party of one? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Also, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm encouraging people out there to explore the vegetarian life. If you're thinking, you weirdo, what is your problem? You have me out here with a pen and pad. You have me with my tablet. You have me with my smartphone device. And now you're trying to tell me how to eat. Well, I'm just making a suggestion. I mean, fish is our friend. And it's actually healthier. But don't get me wrong, I love a good turkey leg too. If we can reduce some of the red meat intake, I think that would be fabulous. Also, you know, if we can increase our water intake, that would be awesome. Fruits, great way to hydrate. So is cucumbers. Yeah. Carrots, they're great for your eyesight. Peanut butter has its perks as well, helps to lubricate the vocal cords, and is a great filler, you know. Actually, so is water. If you've been eating too much, if you're trying to be a bit healthier, water will keep you full. You can also, you know, add a little fusion to your water, have a bit of an experience with strawberry infused water. There's also lemon. You can add to that cucumbers. Some people put a little bit of watermelon. Hey, save the juice from the watermelon. Whatever you want to do, healthy living is the best living out there. It will save you more money in the long run instead of having to go to the doctor. So let's keep that in mind, beautiful people. Let's stay healthy. Let's stay happy. Let's stay alert. Let's stay engaged. And anyway, back to this thing about relationships. We took a nice little break. We've talked about codependency, dating, people with children, and if we've ever felt used in a relationship. But now, those are our top three, and we're going to get into some deal breakers. Have you ever stayed in the relationship past the deal breaker phase? This is a real, real, real one to talk about because a lot of people stay in relationship when they hit some of those deal breakers with their partner. But is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, do we say, hey, first time offender, maybe they didn't know, maybe they forgot. Okay, well, I'll give you that. But what happens on the second time and the third time? Is it okay? When do we draw the line? When do we say, I've had enough, I don't like it, you're crossing a boundary, and you're just team too much? The blog, Weekend Edition, Music, Art, Culture. Well, I can't see your notepad. I can't see your iPad, your tablet, your smartphone. But I know that your brain is working overtime and you're thinking about all of this. So just don't feel alone. And we'll be back to chat some more. All right, so we're talking with Calvin. And let me know when you're ready, Calvin. To talk about love and relationships.
Hello.
Hey. Calvin, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm Dominique, and this is a podcast for the blog Music, Art, Culture. And basically, it's about boundaries in relationships. Would you change your boundaries to be with someone?
Would I change my boundaries to be with someone?
If you have deal breakers and you don't feel that that person can follow those deal breakers, would you change them?
If I don't feel that my person, no. And the reason being is because I feel like, you know, if we want to get to know someone, I feel like, you know, if it's for the better, we shouldn't have to compromise who we are, you know, to meet someone else's standards. I mean, if they can't, if it's something that can be worked with, yes. Probably, yes. So, but I'm not really big on, you know, compromising who I am and my integrity, you know, to lower my standards for someone else, you know, because in the end, I feel like, you know, if we lower our standards, we're only suffering. We're the only ones going to be suffering because, you know, we're getting less than what we deserve.
All right. Okay. So a few more questions. Now, would you ever date someone? Are you currently married now?
No, I'm not married. No, ma'am.
Would you currently date someone who has children that are not your own?
Yes, I would. Yes, ma'am.
Now, why is that?
And that's a good question. I mean, I have talked to a woman that had, you know, she had kids, and you know, I feel like, you know, just because a woman, you know, just because, you know, someone has kids, the man or the woman has kids, doesn't mean that, you know, they can receive any, you know, the love that they receive from anybody can be any less, you know, than what they deserve. I mean, everybody deserves somebody, you know, kids or not. I mean, you know, and the kids, maybe the mother or the father wasn't there. And, you know, sometimes it takes someone else. You don't have to be the biological father, you know, in order to be the father to someone else's kids.
All right,
so.
Good point. Yes. All right. And final question. Have you ever been a people pleaser in a relationship? Have you been the one to always make the compromise? Are you always accommodating that other person?
Could you be more specific?
One more time, Calvin?
Yes, yes. I said, could you be a little bit more specific?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So there are some people who, when they start to date, you have the traditional giver and you have the taker. So are you one of those, when in a relationship, do you find yourself always giving to that person? Do you work out a balance so that way you're giving and you're also receiving?
Yes. Yes. Well, my last relationship, I use my last relationship, for instance. I felt like I found myself, you know, giving, you know, then liable. And me, I'm a very kind-hearted person. So, you know, I don't mind giving. But when I feel like, you know, you're taking advantage of me, or, you know, you're only with me, you know, and you see me as a benefit.
Right.
And, you know, when I finally realized that, I really didn't realize it until, you know, my entire mood had changed. Don't get me wrong. I cared about the person, but, you know, the things that they would, you know, the things that, you know, they would put me through, and, you know, all of this stuff that I had to do, you know, to make them happy, and they still weren't happy. It was, you know, it was nothing but draining on my behalf. So, you know, I had to cut ties with that person because I felt less if I was giving a lot more than what I was receiving, which I don't mind. You know, I don't mind giving. I give someone a shirt off my back. I give someone my last. But if I feel like, you know, I'm putting in a little bit more work than you are, then I feel like, you know, what's the need for us to be together if, you know, the relationship is going to be one-sided.
All right. Well, thank you for being honest. You know, we appreciate you for participating. What's the name of your podcast, just in case any of my listeners want to follow up with you?
The name on my podcast is Calvin Dante.
Okay. And do you have any social media?
Yes, you can follow me on, add me on Facebook at Calvin Dante. And it's the same as you know, on this podcast. And I have an Instagram. It's called Wiseman_24. And this picture on my podcast is the same picture on my Facebook profile. So it's Calvin Dante.
All right. It was a pleasure. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, or?
No, ma'am. Not at all. No, ma'am. I look forward to speaking with you soon again.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate your feedback. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too.
All right. So you just heard from Mr. Calvin Dante, who, that's CalvinDonte, just in case you were interested in how to spell that. And, get in contact with him over social media and follow up with him as well. Very interesting. Loved his feedback. We got the male perspective today, which is always important, especially to me, which of course, because I bring the female perspective. And when you have someone who's being honest about their level of feedback, well, it just makes the conversation so much more authentic. Wouldn't you agree, listeners? So thank you very much, Mr. Calvin Dante. We really appreciate your feedback and your willingness to give your take on love and relationships. Now, I do agree with him. You know, you don't have to be the parent to love the other child. You shouldn't change who you are to be with anyone in a relationship. And at the end of the day, if someone's breaking boundaries or if the relationship is one-sided, well, it's definitely not helping you as the individual. It's just changing the makeup of who you are to suit the other person. So if you fell victim to any of those things in relationships, Remember that list? I keep saying that, don't I? Remember that list? Because I don't want you to forget about it. So if you've been using your tablet, your smartphone, pen and paper, hey, I've been taking notes as well, and it's a pleasure being able to have these conversations with you, because guess what? We are a community, and the blog Music Art Culture is definitely about listening to others, learning from each other, and getting the feedback that we need in order to get some clarity about things, right? Because aren't we really all going through the same thing? Some at different times, not always, but yeah, it's called the human experience. So like, share, tweet, follow. Be sure to catch up with the blog Music Art Culture over social media. It's been a pleasure having this conversation with you live from Venice Beach. And if you ever want to chime in on some of the discussion points, well, guess what? Send us a tweet, an inbox, or an email. You can do so at our website, musicartculture.org. It is for the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, which is dedicated to students and teachers. It's a community resource for education, keeping those connected throughout the community, and this is an extension of that. So if you head on over to musicartculture.org, click on the contact page, complete the form, and we would love to reach out and connect with you, hear your thoughts, share some feedback, and until next time, stay listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm Dominique LaRue.